You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today on the Cooligans Living Room FC Edition, we are talking about all the drama going on in Liga MX, all right?
And there's some going on in MLS, too.
Okay, so there's a lot. This pandemic is affecting people in a lot of different ways and affecting leagues in wild ways. Also, Alexis, who do we have on the show?
We got Jessica Vargas all the way from Barranquilla, Colombia. That's right, going to your living room right now. And plus, we got a lot more on the Cooligans!
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris.
And Allie Krieger. And you are listening to our best friends and favorite comedians,
the Cooligans, bitch.
Yeah, baby!
You sounded like a hype man who holds their microphone close.
I hate when comedians do that. They put their hand over there and it's like, bro, you're not dropping bars. It's in a rap battle. Hold the mic like a professional, will ya? Look at us, baby. Still Living Room FC. Still being heroes. Exactly. Staying home. Eating everything in the cupboards.
Okay, yeah. That's, I think you get a medal for that.
Purple Heart or Enlarged Heart. It's one of the two. Depends on what's in your cupboards, dog.
I'll take either.
I already got one of them.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right, it is. And I'm Alexis Guerreros.
Okay.
Roll your R's. Have some respect for the 37 R's in my last name, my G.
So, hello. We are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that you have ever seen. And it happens to be in our living rooms.
That's right. And it's also the blood clot gulliest.
That is correct. All right. We are Jamaican internationals now.
That's right, yo. Was good.
Man, we're excited about today's show. We have an incredible guest today of played for the Colombian national team. Right. Played for a host of different clubs.
You've New Yorkina.
That's right. Half Colombian, half Dominican.
That's right. 100% badass.
Okay. And you've seen her on La Liga, a lot of La Liga social media channels doing a bunch of great stuff for them.
Yeah, we'll get to her. Here's a question. Jessica Vargas, that's what you're going to say. Here's a question. We've been talking to so many people. I don't get to ask. Christian, how you doing?
Alexis, frankly, I'm struggling. Okay. Thank you for asking.
That's what I'm here for.
This is when I cry on television.
It's not sweep weeks yet. But I got to be honest, I don't think sweep week exists anymore. So go ahead and cry.
No. The rules in television are completely gone. No. Yeah.
Sweep week is when kids wake up and go on TikTok now. So we got to start, we got to start doing some dance challenges, yo.
Boom, boom. All right.
I smack you in the butt. And then I go. That's how this works.
So look, yeah, we're trying to maintain our sanity during this quarantine. I know at least in New York and New Jersey, they've extended the stay at home orders for another 30 days essentially. So or at least 15 more days than it was supposed to end.
In New York, it's called stay at home. In Jersey, it's called stayed up home. Will you? It's a little different.
Hey, you want to get smacked on the head, your mama Luke?
What it's called? Hey, what the hell you doing outside? You're going to be one of these guys.
Yes, and that's like bylaw 4, line 3.
Yeah. It's just like the people reading it. Like, is this really what we're going to call it?
You want to call it something else?
You got something better? Are you saying I'm long in the tooth?
No, look, still, even though we're all stuck at home, everybody's trying to figure out, on a serious note, what to do with, how to save the most lives. And but also in the soccer world, people keep asking, when is soccer coming back, man?
They're asking us like we know.
like we got
as if FIFA is like, we got to make sure we update those two comedians.
okay? Because yeah. You, obviously, you know, their platform is massive, and people really need to, you know, they're the pipeline to all this news. No, man.
Infantino's like, quick, get me Christian and Alexis the bat phone.
Have you seen?
It's not a bat phone anymore.
Have you seen Infantino he's been doing Instagram lives with different players. He did one with Ronaldo, R9. He did recently.
Fat Ronaldo.
Yeah, that's what they call him, Fat Ronaldo. Yeah, is that how you relate to your heroes?
Speaking of heroes, Fat Ronaldo, my man still played him and Cuauhtemoc Blanco. Thank you, yo. and Alex Morgan, because I have her body right now. By the way, shouts to her. I think she's 8 months pregnant right now.
Yeah, she's due very soon.
Yeah, dude, she just put up a picture of her belly. Huge, yo.
Still training.
She is crushing it. She was doing the it was a barbell. Is that what it's called? No,
a kettlebell.
Kettlebell. That's right. Kettle chips. Now yeah, we're talking. That's what I'd be doing, bro. I'd be lifting them joints right up to my. Actually, you know what? I did have a new brand of kettle chips. I don't know the brand name, but it's hot pepper and vinegar. Yo, shouts to you, whoever made that. It was amazing. Google it.
I'm not a fan of vinegar chips.
Couldn't be further from the same when it comes to food.
It smells too much. It's too much of a strong smell.
Oh,
your breath stinks.
Food has flavor.
okay. Well, good point. I'm glad we got to the vinegar kettle chips.
We went from Infantino to kettle chips pretty quickly. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Look, seamless. All right, we're getting.
Speaking of seamless, I'm hungry.
but yes, there has been a lot of news in soccer, and we don't know when soccer is coming back. I think the first league to return will probably be the Bundesliga.
The first major league, because I think Turkmenistan is going to come back with no fans.
Ooh, Turkmenistan. Yeah. Right. I'm definitely on top of that. I got
someone is feverishly searching FIFA for the Turkmenistan.
Well, you know, we were talking about Belarus and their league, but there's people. So Belarus has not sold the TV rights. Nobody's bought the TV rights anywhere.
Nobody's wanted the TV rights.
I think they took a quick peek at the league and they were like, I don't know if we can air this.
I don't think they're playing by the same rules. there's a cow out there.
Okay, and it's not a Ford Madison game, I tell you that. but somebody has been, and I wish I could remember their username, but on Twitch, somebody has been gotten the feed for the Belarusian League, and they are doing their own commentary for the games, which has been getting. I watched maybe like 15 minutes of it, and literally they're basically like, you know, when there's a bad call, they were like, oh well, clearly this ref's on the take. You know, whatever.
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah, it's really,
and I'm sure it does not sound very different than the actual commentary from Belarus.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you even the refs like, guys, I'm on the take. You know this is gonna happen.
A couple things to go through. Big subjects, right? We think no soccer's going on, but no, it seems like the suits
are still playing.
The suits, you know, are really
just
like
playing
ooh.
Games, especially if it's in Mexico.
They're like, what can we do to turn soccer upside down.
How can we remind people that we're kind of evil?
One of them that we have to discuss is the possibility. So after the news came out. So if you're not aware, Liga MX has already announced that they have suspended promotion relegation for the next 5 years.
Five years.
So obviously that will send people, you know, the soccer truthers. Mad
and people are taking it really well, you know.
Mexico they deal with the same issues at least financially that every other league has to kind of go through, and it's not like, even though there's promotion relegation, so a weird version of it in Mexico, it doesn't mean that every club makes a ton of money, and that you know how many clubs fold, and it's incredibly common. So,
and there is, especially in the Ascenso, which is the second division, tons of clubs do fold, but there are some like Leones Negros, which has gone out and they spent a ton of money on development, academies, a women's team. They've pretty much prepared themselves for promotion, and now they're like, why am I getting punished?
Yeah,
yada yada yada. But this came out in our article, which also said that Atlas and Santos Laguna have the same owner, which seems a bit of a conflict of interest. I'm just going to put that out there. Maybe I'm wrong. And if that person is powerful, I'll shut my mouth. But he said in the article, Irarragorri, I believe is how you pronounce his last name, he stated that MLS generates a higher annual revenue than Liga MX, and that type of investors and solidity of the league bodes well for future growth. Hold up. Liga MX makes a ton of money. They're a flashy league. They pay their players a lot of money, right? How is it that MLS makes so much more money, but they don't do that paying their players a lot of money?
Stuff? Well, I think if you think about the revenue, you probably have to consider the expansion fees in that revenue. So
is that earmarked as revenue though?
I don't know, because I don't know I don't know how accurate that statement is to begin with. But if I'm believing that it is true,
it's on the internet, Christian.
But if I'm believing that it is true, I'm gonna take that into consideration. And expansion fees are not a real, you know, it's not consistent money that you'll know you'll be getting year after year. It's not like a TV contract or anything like that. So, but he did mention that it seems like the Liga MX and MLS are becoming, you're hearing more positive, you know, there's a little bit of flirting going on, and it does feel like, and this has been another rumor.
It's like when your significant other is like, you know, that guy, he's so funny. You're like, oh
okay. Really?
Oh, we got a lot of positive opinions all of a sudden.
You know, 2 days ago, you didn't know where he was. Right?
But now all of a sudden you think his car is dope? I'm only joking, by the way. We're not monsters.
So the rumor is that this is shedding a light on the rumor or possibility that Liga MX and MLS could actually merge and become one North American league to some degree.
I don't want promotion relegation to go away for Liga MX. I want those teams to be able to, although they really didn't have it. They had like a weird, confusing version of it. Yeah. But I'm not going to lie. A Liga MX MLS merger would be lit as hell. That would be lit, no?
It would be pretty wild. I don't know logistically how in the hell it would work.
Who cares?
But it would be fun. Without a doubt, seeing games. Again, it would have to be some sort of two divisions and like, you know, similar. I mean, we have Leagues Cup, which is, I think that is the appetizer. That's a like, oh, let me see if people are really interested in this. And then, you know, for the main course, which is
Campeones Cup.
Yeah, well, it's like, no, well, not, you got to fly to Mexico for a weekday match, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be, look, I don't know if it will or will not happen, but this time seems to be a real thing that they can do to put the ideas out there. You know what I mean? Yeah. At the very least.
All right. Yeah. Well, we got more with Chelsea after this. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to bring you with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you, and maybe even Ali Krieger.
Correct. So, yes, Gully Squad has been litter than ever.
It's wild litty. In fact, some of us, people came in and said, hey, we heard you were having a party. You're going to get a ticket because of coronavirus. I said, no. It's just Gully Squad. They said, all right, well, then please continue. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Okay. And then I tipped my cap to the officer. Gully Squad has been, again, especially during this quarantine, we've spoken about how it is more than just a you know, just getting some extra content. It is becoming a very much a full-fledged community of people sharing ideas, sharing stories of comedy, everything. So, so you may have heard recently we did the first Gully Squad happy hour, and that wasn't even us, that was just the Gully Squad members putting that together. Shout out to Peter Garcia who had the idea initially, and
he wanted to get drunk with other members and let's go, you know.
Yeah.
And let me
yeah.
tell you something, I think it started around what, 6 p.m. it started at 6 p.m
yeah.
I logged back in at like 11:30, and it was still happening.
Dude, Bro, that's how we do it. Gully Squad, bro.
Gully Squad, it ain't called Softy Squad, my guy.
Okay.
Also, how did you know my nickname in high school?
Yeah, that's the Mr. Softy truck subscriber service.
Actually, I got it after prom. It was a really, the first time drinking whiskey, it was a lot.
Yeah, you know what? I hate that it stuck, I'll be honest. No, but if you want to, yes, the Gully Squad Happy Hour was unbelievable, and we had a special guest join us, Ali Krieger of the Orlando Pride and the U.S. Women's National Team, two-time World Cup champion, just hopping in Zoom calls with us.
Christian, how many other podcast fan group Zoom happy hours do you think two-time World Cup winners be hopping into, or someone on the cover of People magazine?
I can't look. I'm rifling through all my paperwork. You hear right?
Okay.
I'm trying to get through it. I honestly cannot find anything. I have the records.
I'm trying to add it up right now, and you can hear my calculator with the paper. You can hear it going. Ding! There it is. And look, it says zero. The number is zero. So you can stop rifling through all your paperwork with your what are the printer with the that all the paper was like court,
the
like
dot matrix. Yes. Dot matrix.
Yes, your dot matrix paper. You can stop looking at it, dude.
No, but I can't let it go. You know?
No, keep it for sure. Keep it because you need the records for 7 years for tax reasons. What I'm saying is you can stop rifling through it for this.
Okay. We'll get through this break then. Yeah. Those are some of the things that are possible if you join Gully Squad. There's a lot of fun. Not only is just cool content, but fun surprises like that. And we are actively trying to, make it more than just just sending you an extra 20 minutes of a podcast a week or a month or whatever. We're trying to offer Gully Squad members a genuinely fun experience, similarly to what we get to have. We're trying to put out something really, really fun and cool. And it's
all the stuff we would have wanted when we were just soccer fans and didn't have a podcast or a TV show.
Totally.
This is what I would have loved to have been hanging out on some conference call or something like that. And all of a sudden a two-time World Cup winner just hops on from her backyard just hanging out.
Sure. It would have been nice if Ronaldinho would have called from prison.
From prison, yeah. Dude. Imagine we were his only phone call. How lit is that, dude? He's like, I ain't even trying to get out, dog. I just want to say what was good. I just made this phone call to say what's good.
I don't need to talk to no lawyers. Get the Gully Squad on the phone.
Ew, dog. What are my lawyers going to do? I did this shit.
All right. So please join Gully Squad. Go to soccercooligans.com and hit the join Gully Squad button. I promise you it is as fun as these breaks. We have a good time with it. And you'll have unique experiences and really cool things. And you'll help the show grow. So please do that. Soccercooligans.com and click on join Gully Squad.
And here we are, huh? We say we got amazing guests, and it doesn't stop. Right? This is what we do.
Exactly. I'm excited about today's guest, because not only is she calling in, but she's calling in from Colombia.
From Colombia, and I wore my Colombia shirt. Right?
That's right.
Look how big this is now, huh? Your boy, intermittent fasting, let's go. But you don't, let me explain who this person is. You've been a guest on our show, good friend. You've seen her on social media, all over the place. Where is she today? Could it be Italy? Could it be Colombia? Could it be New York City?
She's the new Carmen Sandiego,
I think. Freaking flyer miles all over the place. She's got status with every airline. Ladies and gentlemen, unless you're driving, which why are you? You should be in your house. Put your hands together for the one, the only, Chelsea Cavarcas. Let's go.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. This actually forced me to get up this morning and work out early because I was like, all right, I got to be on time.
You don't know how bad Alexis feels that he made anybody work out. Trust me.
Yeah, honestly, I'm going to send an apology letter. you should be getting it in the mail in about 7 weeks.
No, I'm just the laziest. The thing is, there's no hot water here. So I try to limit my showers to like twice a day rather than having like three showers. So I was like, all right, I got to strategize this. I have to work out so I don't have to shower again.
Wait, can we go over why there's no hot water?
Because I'm in Colombia and I don't understand. There's no hot water.
In Dominican Republic, when I stay with my family, there's no hot water. That's how you live.
I'm grateful. I'm extremely grateful. The situation I'm in. I know it's hot here, but you know what? I like having the option of having hot water and cold water. So.
Just a little bit to offset the frigidness. Although, I'm seeing what people are starting to post on Instagram and on Twitter, and a couple of people could use some cold showers out in New York City, let me tell you. Starting to get a little lit. We've been locked in for a little too long. Some people are starting to fall in love with a certain pillow or something. It's insane out here. but what brought you to Colombia? I know the last time we spoke, you were looking at possibly going to Italy for a little bit. I see you doing some social, you're doing a social media show as well for La Liga. So what are you doing in Colombia right now?
Well, I actually got called to come in for preseason for Junior for the team in Barranquilla. I really wanted to go back to Europe. That was like in my dreams. I was just like trying to like manifest it, but it just didn't happen, unfortunately. And I kind of decided, I was like, you know what, being that I think this is going to be my last year playing, I'd rather end it in Colombia, where it's like my country, well, my dad's country. And especially in the culture where I'm in Barranquilla, so my family's from Cartagena, and that's the Atlantic, like the Caribbean part of everything. So I was like, I'd rather just end my career there, where my dad's from. So
I'm still trying to work as well,
where I'm still doing the La Liga stuff. They've been extremely lenient with me, where I can film at home, where I go into a studio and I film content.
That's really cool. Right. What are you doing right now? Are you still training for the potential season? Have they canceled the season completely?
Everything is up in the air, right? Like no one knows what's going to happen. They were already having an issue with the league just because obviously women's soccer, it's not as strong as male soccer, for the men's team. So it was kind of all over the place as it was. So now it's like extremely all over the place and we don't have any answers. So I'm kind of controlling what I can control and I'm training on my own and waiting for some type of answer.
Jeez.
All right. Well, the last time you were, it's interesting because the last time when you did our podcast, you were on our last show where we announced that we were getting a TV show. And now you're on the TV show. It's super exciting.
Congratulations, guys.
And we got another announcement. No, we don't.
I'm pregnant.
Science, my guy.
Stop it.
Okay, this quarantine is affecting people a little differently. All right?
Also, he lives near a nuclear reactor.
Although, you know what? I have seen this quarantine, as much as there's a lot of people dying in the world and it's extremely sad, it's also a really good time to reflect. I know I sound like one of those spiritual people, but I was running. I've been running every day and I was like, you know what? We had to slow down. Everyone is kind of forced to stay in and spend time with their families and just kind of reflect on their own ideas and what they want to do with their lives, put things into perspective. So I think this is kind of also a blessing in disguise besides all the lives being lost.
At least there's an opportunity to turn it into something positive if you can,
Because people have been talking about just how this is going to affect sports in general. Like people are saying like where, these seasons are going to be cut short or like they're going to find different formats to have players playing again. What do you think? What do you think this pandemic, how will it change women's soccer? Like, because something, whether it's what's her name? Sabrina Ionescu got the number one pick in the WNBA draft. Her jersey sold out, and then there was a shortage of kits. But even though people kits jerseys, right? Like now, soccer is like infused in every part of my life. But
red card to that manufacturer. Honestly,
but it seems like this is an opportunity for women's sports in general to kind of put its like best foot forward and being like, because once this is all over, I feel like sports is going to look different. In general, and maybe this is an opportunity for women's sports to make a change.
This all made everyone realize that we're all human, right? Even if you're an athlete, even if you're a male athlete, you're a Messi or you are a Falcao, they're human and they're going through the exact same thing that everyone else is going through. To the point that these men, like the teams, they're actually helping sponsor the women's side, which is great. You know, they're trying to support us because they know that we're not getting paid as much. And there's also some leagues that aren't getting paid at all, like the Colombian League. We were in the middle of preseason and they still hadn't paid us. And the men's team is kind of helping out with that. I also think this is a time where women are, we're planning and plotting.
Young Mr. Burns?
No, I think this
you sound like you're behind someone with a knife. You're just like plotting.
But I think now with like social media and everything happening and obviously everyone posting content, which is also a blessing that we have social media, right? Because we're able to all stay connected and kind of follow up on what she's doing or how's her workout or the league, you know? I think everything's going to change, you know? There's going to be respect behind the women's game as well. It's the same type of hustle. You know, we're going through the exact same thing as the men's team.
We talked about this when you were on the podcast, and we had also spoken with a Colombian international, Melissa Ortiz, about this as well, about the issues when it comes to supporting the women's teams. For the simple, you know, reality of just being paid, why is it a necessity still that the men's team has to help the women's team? Like, what is the scenario there exactly?
I don't know, to be honest. I think it's just they don't know how to budget themselves. They don't have enough sponsors as well.
How? Their jerseys are completely covered. they look like NASCARs. How many more companies do you need?
That is true, actually.
Let's put a fifth one on the back of the shorts. Let's go.
No, they just don't have, at least for the women's side, they don't have enough sponsors. Last time I heard with the league, the reason why it kind of got delayed to start was because they didn't have a sponsor. And they were like, all right, they made the announcement that the league was going to start. But then they were like, okay, but we can't find a sponsor. And I'm like, okay, I think you're supposed to find the sponsor first.
Yeah.
And then make the announcement.
That's like me saying, I'm buying a Benz. Does anyone have money I could borrow for a Benz?
Exactly.
I said those two things not in order. You know?
Perfect comparison. I mean, like I said, thank God that the men actually see the importance behind the women's game and they respect us as well. Because they know what goes behind it. They sometimes see us walking out into the field. It depends what team you're on. But I know with Junior, we also have the same training facilities, you know, so they're able to see us going on after, you know, they get off the field and we're at the second best field, obviously not their field, but they see what we go through, you know, the treatment. So, and the relationships and stuff really do help. Yeah. But I think it's also just money management and the higher ups.
I played against Junior in FIFA. Somebody picked, I was playing online and they picked Junior. I'd never heard of the team at the time and I lost to them. So, you know, this interview is a little bit difficult for me right now.
You know what I really want to, talking about video games, you know what I really want to learn? I really want to learn how to play FIFA. I've never played FIFA ever. I know.
Well, don't ask Alexis. FIFA. Yeah, he's terrible.
I'm trash. I am getting better, though. I'm now in the 7th division. So I'm working my way up, baby.
I want to get on that. I think that's a good thing to do during quarantine. All right.
I like how you're going to start sliding towards what I do. You want to play video games? Pretty soon you're going to figure out what Doritos are. It's going to be lit. I mean, you're going to stop waking up early to work out. It's going to be great.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, being that you also work in media, you know, that landscape is also changing now, right? Like this virus is changing how everyone, either you lose your job or you're working from home or, you know, now everybody has a ring light now. Everybody needs one, right?
So. You know, podcast microphones are back ordered now on Amazon.
Are you serious?
So yeah. What the hell's going on?
They told us it was a waste of time. And look at this. Now we have all the equipment.
Yesterday, we're the government now.
Yeah, speaking about that, everyone has a podcast. Yesterday I was on Zoom during like a brunch party. My friend had like a brunch party. And two of her friends got on Zoom with like a whole podcast set up. And I'm like, what the F is this? Are you guys serious? Yeah. They're like,
you either got a podcast or you got an OnlyFans. What are you doing? You know?
Yeah. But
right?
No,
we're CNN now. This is the Cubano News Network. Oye, chico, déjame decirte lo que pasó. You mentioned that this is, you feel like this, or at least you're saying this is your last season playing soccer. You kind of hinted towards that the last time you were on our show. What brought about that decision? Was it difficult? And what do you see for yourself moving forward?
This all might change, right? Everything changes.
We've met you, Chelsea. We know.
Yeah. One second. I'm in New York.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got an email. I got an email. Sorry. I got to go.
No, I think it's so bad. Being a New Yorker, you're so used to multitasking, wanting to do 1,000 things at once. And that's what I suffer from. I want to do everything at once. But back to your question. It took me a lot. I think this time right now, I have really taken these few weeks to reflect and kind of just think about what is it that I really want. That chapter in my life is slowly coming to an end, as painful as it is for me. I've obviously had moments where I'm just like, crap, is this even possible? Like, do I look stupid even trying to come back after my injury, you know? Or crap, I haven't made a team in like 2 years. It's all been extremely hard for me to process. When in reality, it wasn't me as a player. It's not that I'm not talented enough. It's not that, no, it's just obviously there's other situations that go behind that, right? The politics of the game and things like that. And it makes you fall out of love with the game, you know? And I think like right now, during these past few weeks that I've been in this house, I've kind of told myself, I'm like, you know what? There's other things that I want to do with my life. For instance, as in broadcasting and things like that, I'm like, I really want to help people. I think right now it's bigger than myself. You know, I want to be able to motivate others. And I use my sport for that, right? What motivated me was, hey, I want to show little girls or kids in general that they can go ahead and conquer anything that they put their mind to. And you know what? No one can say, you can't do this. You know, it's impossible. Sometimes it's physically impossible. But if you work hard and you put your mind to something, you're going to be able to succeed, right? And that's what drove me. And during that journey, I was able to motivate others, right? So it was kind of like a bounce. We bounced back from each other. Bounced off of each other. Yeah. And now I was like, all right, well, I can still do that. But now I can interview or I can talk to other athletes and we can talk about mental toughness. We can talk about nutrition. We can talk about different things. You know, I'm lucky where I have different platforms and something that I studied and something that I've always wanted to do. Yeah. Right.
What was the injury? Was it an ACL? What was the injury you had?
My first one was everything. My ACL, MCL, PCL, my meniscus. So all the L's.
Just knee explosion.
Big old L.
But the thing is that the first one, I didn't recover. I was part of that 1% where I didn't recover. Like I wasn't able to recover. My ligament didn't catch. So, and also I couldn't bend my knee. So that kind of extremely delayed the process. I had to go back in. And then my third one, let's fast track forward. My third one was, I think, the worst out of all of them, where I didn't feel injured. I was fine, but my knee was coming out. And because of so much rehab and so much strengthening, my muscles were like, that's what was holding on to my ligament. So I went into surgery and they ended up operating both legs because they needed to take a tendon out of the other one. So I woke up not knowing that they were going to operate on both legs. I had no idea of this. They told me the first, like when I first went in, he was like, listen, we're just going to tighten your ligament. It just didn't catch, you know, it's unfortunate. You were trying to rush back for the World Cup. That's what it was. And you rushed your rehab process like that. That's what it was. And he was like, you'll be back in 2 months. We're just going to go in there and adjust the ligament. I was like, all right, cool. He goes in there.
You wake up in traction.
I like, also, 5 hours later. Yo, yeah.
Like your gallbladder was all messed up. Like, what are you doing?
Bro, I freaked out. I literally I screamed. It was bad. Like, I woke up 5 hours later with both legs. I was like, oh my gosh, he operated the wrong leg. Oh my God. What am I going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, he came in. He was like, listen, you're not going to be able to play for 2 years. He's like, jeez. you're not going to be back to normal 100% until 2 years. Wow. And imagine, like, right before that, like a month before that, I was not even a few weeks before that, I was going to sign a contract with Adidas. I was going to sign my professional contract. I was with the national team. So it was a difficult pill to swallow.
Chelsea Kamarkas and her two bionic knees at this point.
Two bionic knees, though.
You ever see the new emoji of, like, the robot flexing arm? They need to have one of a knee for you.
They need to have, yeah, definitely.
Just like a robot leg. When you look at, so you've talked about how you want to inspire people and how you want to work more in media. Let's say the worst case scenario, soccer doesn't come back for another year or so, and maybe you miss that window of your final year. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you see yourself doing something more in the media side? Do you see yourself doing something more on a social media side? Because everything is changing. Christian mentioned it before. Everything is changing. Like, who knows? TV might not be a thing. Like, TV might be just on our phones. Like, who knows, right? I mean, I'm in my living room and I'm on TV, so this is pretty dope. Like, what do you see yourself doing?
You know what's insane is that in front of me, I have my 5-year plan that I was writing.
Also, you write. You write like that. A teenager.
I do.
Yeah, you write like everything you write is your name and the guy you are in love with's last name and a heart around it. That's how you write.
Jesse, do you put little hearts around the eyes?
That's how you size your eye?
But you know what? I always draw hearts all around my my paper and my page, anything I'm writing. I've always loved that shape. I don't know what is
on that list. I'm curious.
Are you are you able to say?
Yeah, I mean, I can say some of that. One of my goals, I really want to write a book. It's something I've wanted to do for quite some time now. I've never really vocally said it out loud because I felt dumb. Not dumb, but I was like, people are going to judge me. Like, what are you going to write a book about? I'm like, I kind of want to write a lifestyle book, you know, recipes, stuff about health. And I'm really passionate about mentality. You know, having that mentality to push forward and just trying to be okay with yourself, you know, because I think me being an athlete and always being under the eye, right, and modeling and broadcasting and football, I've always been not judged per se, but for as long as I could remember, I've always had people judging me where it's like, all right, you're not good enough in that. Or, hey, you gained a few pounds. You have to go do extra fitness. Because you need to bring down your body fat, and that's for football, not for modeling. and being a woman, that's really tough, right? That's something tough to swallow. Growing up during those years where you're not really sure about yourself, I'm still not sure about myself, but 16, 17, 18, you're kind of in that space where you're confused. So I think being okay up here is extremely important. So that's what I want my book to be about.
Well, you know, I'll say this, because, like, I would read this book because I think this is it's a serious subject, and I think for even for men to understand, even though some men go through that exact thing, but I think a man who may not go through it and are with a woman who does, like, we've spoken to athletes who talk about that, like body dysmorphia and those kind of struggles. And it's interesting because you are an athlete, also you do modeling and you're in media. So you're, like, in all these avenues for people to be like, to be incredibly critical.
Extremely critical, but it's not even like the body image, right? It's like, I also go through these moments where, even when I'm interviewing someone, right? It's funny because people come up to me and they're like, what, you're a confident self? I'm like, no, I'm not. I feel like I sound like an idiot when I'm talking. I want to sound like Oprah. But these are little voices that everyone has in their mind, right? And that's just you being okay in your own skin. That's something that I love about you guys, right? You guys are just unapologetically you, and you say whatever the hell comes to your mind. You're like, that's what's coming out. And I'm funny, and I know I'm funny, you know?
Well, that's why I would never write a book, because if I started writing a book and I gave it to someone to read, they'd be like, oh, you're writing a children's book. I'd be like, nope, never doing that again. I guess that wasn't supposed to be a children's book, but I guess that's just the way I write, you know?
Yeah. Just as an athlete, just being okay in your skin and understanding that your journey is your journey, right? Don't compare yourself to others. I know this sounds extremely cliche and everyone says that, but it's extremely true. You know, I can't sit here and compare myself to Melissa Ortiz. Yes, we've played on the same teams. Yes, we're around the same age, but her journey, it was way different than mine. You know, I got injured. Right. She got injured later on in life, you know? So, and I love what she's doing now. I had those moments where I would compare myself and I feel bad for myself. And that's just like the victim mentality, but you have to just snap out of it. And I feel like everyone goes through that. So I really want to write a book on that.
Three different things you do. You're under a high level of scrutiny. That's tough. I mean, you know, luckily we're comedians, so no one expects us to be hot. No one expects us to be skinny. No one expects us to play well. You know, it doesn't matter if I've done exercise.
It's great that I'm all three of those things. So
exactly. Yeah. No, but it's also like a hit on your ego, right? Well, for me, like playing, for instance, I would train every day. That's one thing. I'm extremely diligent with my training, and I'm extremely on top of my training. But what something that people don't know about me is that when I'm under a high level of stress or I feel like I'm not performing to my ability, because under pressure, I crack sometimes, you know, I freak out because of my injuries where I'm just like, shit, I'm not good enough. Or meanwhile, I'm running the same miles as the next girl next to me, you know, the girl next to me.
Yeah.
So I eat. Out of anxiety, I just start eating. So these are just things that everyone deals with.
It's interesting to me just because, like, I mean, look, if you're a heterosexual man and dated any woman, you've probably been with people who deal with this stuff. And sometimes, even for me, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know how to be supportive because I don't know. It's difficult to kind of like empathize, all the time with this stuff. And it's easy to be like dismissive or insensitive and be like, walk it off. What are you worried? You look great. You're beautiful.
You know what's worse is that being with an athlete, I think it's extremely, it's different because we're very competitive. We're never okay with just what we have. Not, I mean, everyone's like that, but we're extremely competitive. You know, it's like, all right, well, hey, let's go for a 20-minute jog. No, let's go for a 45-minute jog. I have to be sweating. You know, my lungs have to be coming out of my chest. But that's one thing I want to do. I really want to be on a network for like an NBC. I want to do analyst work, hopefully on the men's side. I know it's extremely difficult, but that's right. I want to be more like on the serious side of things and being able to just travel and talk to kids, build soccer fields for kids that are underprivileged, which is something that I'm doing right now.
That's dope.
So yeah.
All right. That's a good 5-year plan. Yeah, you're getting a lot more done than we are.
Even more with Chelsea Gabarkas. Thank you so much for sitting and talking with us. I've said your name both in the American accent and the Spanish accent. I'm pretty much
Chelsea Gabarkas.
We're here with Chelsea Gabarkas. So you're how long have you been in Colombia now?
I've been here for 2 months. No, I actually went back home for like 2 days. So altogether, I've been here for like 3 months.
Is there one thing that you wish? Like, and obviously family, who cares? I'm talking about like food maybe or something from New York that you wish you had.
Food. Oh my God. Yes. Dude, like, I am craving a slice of pizza. I love pizza. Anyone that knows me knows my last meal, pizza. But pizza from Flushing. I love pizza. That's what I've been wanting. And I want crawfish. Oh, and I want chicken and waffles.
You got a whole, which by the way, people don't know this, chicken and waffles invented in New York. So you're welcome South.
Really?
I'm not a huge fan of chicken and waffles. I feel like that it's a weird combination in my opinion.
This is why you can't trust Christian.
No, we cannot trust you.
It's
the best combination with hot sauce.
Yes. I go honey and hot sauce.
Is it breakfast? Is it dinner? You know what I mean?
It's whatever time. You see, I've never been a breakfast person. But that's amazing.
Yeah. By the way, is it breakfast or is it dinner? It, yes, is the answer.
It's yes.
Eat it for both.
I also want Italian food. Well, I've been cooking Italian food, but I want Italian food from home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn. Girl. Yeah. Oh, I was. Yeah, I thought she was going to say one thing. She no, wanted. No, no, no. So you want all of New York City?
I want
up.
All of New York. I miss home.
I'm also curious about your working with La Liga now. What's been anything interesting or a surprise? I mean, like, you know, I pay attention to La Liga, but really just like what, you know, Barcelona, Real Madrid, like the really, really big games. And I know La Liga is trying to, you know, just have a more of a footprint similar to like the Premier League in the U.S. What's been like, you know, the interesting things or fun things about working with La Liga for you?
I really like how they're trying to hit every market where it's not just, they're not focusing in Europe and just Spain. They really want to work in North America, Mexico, right? They have, a really big, following in Mexico, just all over the place where it's like, okay, we want to bring all these people together. And I think that's what makes the sport so beautiful, right? It brings people from all around the world together. Yeah. So that, and also that they're just constantly on their toes of trying to create content where they can relate to everyone, where it's not just they're relating to the 13, 16 year olds. No, they want to relate 13 year olds all the way up to like 60 year olds, you know, where all in one video. So I think that's what
if I can make, if I can make a suggestion, maybe a video profiling all the incredible Dominican soccer players playing in La Liga. That would be pretty cool. You already have that connection.
That'd be pretty good.
Let's sprinkle in a Cubano or two. You know what I mean? It's got to be in the Segunda División. There's got to be someone who yells.
You know, I've been so stressed because I've been trying to figure out some content ideas just because the normal updates, you know, weekly updates, obviously because there's no games going on, it's not as interesting. So I'm like, all right, I was like, what can we do? I need to brainstorm. Who can I interview? What can I do? I want to make it different. So that's what we've been up to over there.
Wait, so you talk to Junior Firpo from Barcelona, mm-hmm. and be like, yo, dude, I know you play for the U21s in Spain, but like, You're Dominican, bro.
You're Dominican. Then Emil, okay? Then
I like how Christian is taking our television show to try to get Junior Firpo to play for the Dominican Republic.
Yes, maybe I can have like a Skype call with him and eat mango while like we're having a Skype call.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. You know what you do? Send Junior Firpo a hookah for the interview.
No.
Yeah. Just get him ready. You're not
that okay. Is just genius.
Look, I think we should all use our powers for good, right? You know, and let's save Dominican balompié. All right, let's do.
Sure, let's just use this as a soccer political stance to get the Dominican Republic a better team.
Imagine we could put Dominican Republic soccer on the map influence.
If you think about it, Dominicans, they produce really good athletes. It's just obviously they don't have the type of funding or they have no one to support them with football. Yes, baseball. Yeah, but other sports, they're fit, like physically, they're built to play sports, you know? So it can be extremely successful.
I can't wait. Imagine they get better and Dominican Republic is the first national team to have their jersey manufactured by Bootleg Givenchy. I mean, could you just imagine? I mean, this would be amazing.
You would say something like that. You would.
It's the tightest kits in the world. Yeah, trust me.
Yeah. Okay. They're the first national team to wear a painted-on jersey. I mean, they're going to be.
You can see their chest hair through their kits.
Yeah. That's terrible. Yeah.
So the national team is called Los Tigres? Okay, cool.
Los Tigres.
Oh my goodness. So last thing, as far as the any news about the season in Colombia, is it generally just still up in the air? I know, like at least in New York, they're talking about like you know, at least in the U.S., they're talking about by like maybe June, that's when some form of live events will happen, maybe with no crowds. Are they telling you anything about
nothing.
What the possibility
absolutely,
is?
Absolutely nothing. We have okay. no news. But it's to be expected in Colombia, to be quite honest. I love the country, but it's expected. It's expected everywhere, actually, even in Spain, Europe. With the women's game, that's the last thing. I feel like that's the last thing on their mind right now. Their main priority is just, all right, let's get everything going, up and running, and everyone healthy, right? Where we can get 10 people in the room and not get sick. So, I think is, it's complete insanity that we're going through something like this. I still can't even grasp what we're going through.
I just pretend there's nothing going on in the world. I pretend there's snow out there, and that's why I'm in my apartment.
Yeah,
that's
how I'm living my life. Yeah, I'm like, you know what? If I was able to stay in a house after my surgeries, like, I can do this. This is easy.
Yeah.
We did it. We did it. Well, nice, fun show. Even bringing in people from Barranquilla. Chelsea, is there anything you want to let people know where people should follow you? Maybe if the season does happen, where to follow the season?
Well, you can follow me on my social media platform. I'm constantly posting things at Chels, C-H-E-L-S-Z-Z. And I always put links also for the team, so you guys can just click on there and you can follow the season. That's about it. Thank you so much for having me. Seriously, this hour just flew by.
Thank
you.
The Michael Jordan documentary last night. Doc, yeah.
Fire.
Flew. Yeah, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Chelsea. Make sure you follow at Fubo Sports on all social media, and also subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel. Follow us at Soccer Cooligans, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. So we usually end the show as normal. For Chelsea Cabarcas, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!